From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. In the early 1900s, philanthropist Julius Rosenwald worked with Booker T. Washington to build schools across the South to educate African American children. Because few of the schools are still standing, two Auburn University professors are locating and documenting them before they're lost to time. Joining us by Skype are visiting Assistant Professor of Architecture, Gorham Bird, and Associate Professor of Building Science, Junshan Liu. Gorham Bird, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Junshan Liu, thank you for joining us today here at Troy Public Radio.
Thank you.
Gorham, let's start out with you. What happened a year ago?
Yeah, a year ago, the United States Congress passed legislation to support a special resource study into a new National Historical Park aimed at looking specifically at Julius Rosenwald and the impact of the Rosenwald School program across the American South.
Remind us what that program was about in the 1900s.
The Rosenwald School program was an incredible program during the Jim Crow era in the South, where segregation of school children in the education system was particularly prominent in rural areas of the South. The Rosenwald School program really sought to advance the education of African American kids across the South during segregation, and the impact of those schools, both the physical buildings, but the children and the alumni of those schools, is astounding and speaks to generational impact of education.
So, Junshan, I take it you and Gorham were wondering how many of these Rosenwald schools were still standing in Alabama.
You know, this has seen actually started to really big. Nationally, there are 5,000 schools, but in Alabama, we estimate about 400 to 500 schools are built, but right now it's only about 10 to 12% are still standing, because one reason most of schools are built with a structure, and those schools not supposed to stand for very long. And also many of them built in rural areas, and they were not really well maintained, and almost all of them were abandoned after the 1940s. So that's why there's so little, only 10 to 12% that's still standing.
You and Gorham established a goal to identify these schools. Tell me more about that.
And Gorham and I established two goals for our projects. One is to identify and document the remaining schools in the state. And also we use our expertise to support some nonprofit organization to secure and preserve those buildings. And also want to connect with the owners, between the owners and the contractors who can really help them to do the physical work. On the other side, probably more importantly, we want to use the schools as a platform and to share the history of the education with the general public. So now so we can teach the students about the Rosenwald School program.
Gorham, it must be difficult to locate all these schools. Tell me how hard it was to find them.
The state of Alabama and the Alabama Historical Commission has identified between a dozen and 18 schools across the state, and those have secured the preservation status of being protected and being a part of the National Register of Historic Places and the State Register of Historic Places. Those are just the known schools. As Junshan mentioned, there were 400 schools at one point. We still believe that there's schools out there that we don't know about. I found my first Rosenwald school while traveling with my family, and we recognized a county road that I had been looking particularly at a school in Chambers County. An hour and a half later, we end up finding the Rosenwald School, the New Hope School in Fredonia or Lynette. My kids thought we were kind of treasure hunting, but just a really great introduction to finding new schools. The search has always been really exciting. Anytime we come across a new one, we just kind of get thrilled.
What kind of shape is the New Hope School in? I mean, we're talking about something built in the early 1900s.
Yeah, the New Hope School is a really great example of what these buildings represented when they were built, but also what they could be today. The New Hope School is probably the most recently preserved Rosenwald school in the state. It was originally built in 1913. It was part of the kind of first phase of the rollout of these schools. And so Tuskegee University, under the leadership of Booker T. Washington, teamed up with Julius Rosenwald. And there was a special kind of pilot phase of these schools where they were building some of these and they were kind of a test case pilot scenario. The New Hope School is one of those pilot schools. And again, it's a perfect example of what these schools could be.
Now, on the other hand, Junshan, you have a civil engineering background.
Yeah, just like Goran mentioned, actually New Hope was one of the first schools we surveyed for the project. When we were there, I saw the school was freshly painted. So I talked to George, who is the director of the nonprofit preserving the school. Yeah, he told me they found out the original paint colors in the walls. So that's why I saw the neon green, a little bit of strange wall color, but it's so shiny, so fresh. My expectation become, all the schools we're going to see will be really new. I mean, really nice.
Gentlemen, this brings us to today. So what help do you need from your listeners here at Troy Public Radio? Gorham?
Yeah, I think we see the opportunity for the public to participate in some of this research with us, help us to identify some Rosenwald schools across the state. There's got to be some out there that we don't know about. So what we have done is created a website, a form for you all to log on to and fill out for us to help us identify some of these. So the website we've created is aub.ie/Rosenwald. So we welcome any information you might have about a Rosenwald school, even if you don't know if it was one. Please just send us some information and we'll be in touch with you.
So, Junshan, I take it this would be an attempt to educate the public about American history in the early 1900s.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing right now. We're trying to accomplish. So we have all these artifacts we caught. We have a picture of the school. We have a digital kind of building information model of the school generated. We have a 3D printed physical models. We also have online virtual tours captured for the schools.
It's going to be interesting to see the involvement of the public in this project as it unfolds. And I want to thank the two of you for giving us a preview of what you're working on. Can we get back together later this year and see how it's turning out?
Yes, we would love to keep you posted and keep your listeners involved as well.
Gorham, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Junshan, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Joining us by Skype were Auburn University Associate Professor of Building Science, Junshan Liu, and Visiting Assistant Professor of Architecture, Gorham Bird. If you have information to share about a Rosenwald school still standing in Alabama, the website is aub.ie/Rosenwald. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.